Today, January 17th, is the feast day of one of the saints who lived to be one of the oldest in the history of the church. He died at the age of 105. His name was Saint Anthony of Egypt, also known as Saint Anthony of the Desert. And he's not the most famous Saint Anthony. That was Saint Anthony of Padua, who lived in the 13th century and whom Anthony was named after. But St. Anthony of Egypt was the original and the first of the Anthonys. He was born about the year 250, born and raised as a Christian, but at age 20, he had a real conversion. He was reading the Gospels, and he read when Jesus said, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor. You will then have treasure in heaven." And after he heard these words, he decided to take our Lord literally, and he sold all his possessions and went out to live in the desert in Egypt. And he really spent the remainder of his life there, occasionally coming back into civilization for a few events, but most of the time he spent in prayer and solitude. And he began to be known as a monachos, where we get the word monk from. The word monachos means one who lives alone. Well, pretty soon, some other followers began to gather themselves around him for advice and spiritual direction. Eventually, he set up little tiny huts. Eventually, these became known as like the anchorites, because they lived in individual, you know, little tiny houses or sheds. And he would give these monks spiritual direction. And on one occasion, though, there was a persecution, and so he decided to go back into the city to see if he could be martyred. He desired to be martyred, but when he got there, he wasn't able to be martyred, so he had to go back into the desert. And he also helped out his disciple and good friend, St. Athanasius, to defend the church against the Arian heresy. The Arian heresy was the heresy that denied the divinity of Christ. Well, eventually, during his time in the desert, he received many physical and spiritual temptations from the devil, and severe temptations, and yet with God's grace, he was able to resist these temptations. We know about his life because his disciple, St. Athanasius, wrote a book on the life of St. Anthony, which was instrumental in converting St. Augustine about a few hundred years later. He died in the year 356. Almost 106 years of age. His relics were then taken to Alexandria in Egypt, then to Constantinople, and today he's buried in France. I think what we can learn from St. Anthony of the Desert is, first of all, the importance of prayer and solitude in our lives. Obviously, we don't have to go to Egypt or go into the desert, but in our own daily life, we have to have quiet time, we have to have prayer time. We live in a very noisy society. We needed to shut out the news and the TV and the radio and the music and have some time every day for quiet reflection and for prayer. And we should occasionally go on retreats as well. At least once a year, we should make a weekend retreat, and we can spend that time in prayer and solitude. Another lesson we can learn from his life is the importance of asking God's grace during times of temptation, and especially praying to St. Michael, the Archangel. And there's a beautiful prayer, the prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel, that I personally say every day as I'm walking out of Mass. If we don't have a closing hymn, I would recommend that you do this as well, to silently, to quietly pray this prayer at the end of Mass. And it's a very powerful prayer, because if we don't ask our Lord and the Blessed Mother and the angels for protection against the devil and the evil spirits, then we're more subject to their temptations. So we should be praying the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel every day.